Sahara sand, or Disneyland, or the edge of Fort Worth. If you went to a fountain in Rome for a wish, or to Japan to catch tuna fish, if you decide to take a bus ride to Schenectady, the place of your birth, I'd go through Syracuse and Albany. No place would be too far for me. I'll follow you anywhere on earth.
Wouldn't it be wonderful following you, darling? I'd start out on a transcontinental White Hound bus. They have two travel plans on this bus, tourist and first class, just like the steamships. You see, the first class passengers get the first class seats. Naturally, the seats not over a wheel. These seats are also in the front half of the bus to see the view before the tourist seats see it. All first-class passengers have dinner with the bus driver the first night out. First dinner stop is a little diner in Bucyrus, Ohio, and we all sit at the driver's table. First-class passengers on the bus have other privileges, too. They can play shuffleboard in the aisles, attend harmonica concerts nightly, and they can even gamble. They have a pool based on the number of rest stops the bus will make each day. And speaking of rest stops, at all rest stops, the first class passengers are the first ones off the bus, naturally. I'd go to Kankakee, or Waikiki, or Cherokee, or Kentucky, to cling to you and sing to you my song of love in any key of all.